At some point between 1219 and 1266, that is about 800 years ago, more than two centuries before Columbus got lost, chickens found their way to some uninhabited islands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and settled in. They'd traveled quite a way. The nearest land masses where chickens could be found back then were another island chain called the Marquesas, French Polynesia, 2,000 miles away, and Japan, 3,800 miles away. North America was 2,400 miles away, but chickens had not yet arrived there. Chickens couldn't possibly fly, swim, nor walk such a distance. They traveled to Hawaii effortlessly and in style in the canoes of the first humans to arrive on the islands. As far as humans go, the Polynesians had Hawaii pretty much to themselves for over 500 years, developing the unique cultures and languages defining the settlers as native Hawaiians. Then in 1778, Captain James Cook became the first recorded European to reach the islands, and nothing was ever the same for the chicken or human Hawaiians. An influx of Europeans and Americans quickly arrived, and the United States annexed Hawaii in 1898. Of course, Hawaii had had itself pretty much to itself for many years, not just as far as chickens and humans go, but as far as any living thing, plant or animal, goes. A hot spot in the Earth's mantle beneath the middle of the Pacific Plate, oozing magma, formed an island, Meiji, 80 million years ago. That hot spot, still ever active as the Pacific Plate slowly moves about 3.5 inches per year, ultimately formed the 132 islands, atolls, reefs, shallow banks, shoals, and seamounts of the Hawaiian archipelago. Of the major Hawaiian islands, Kauai is the oldest, about 5 million years old. Oahu is 3 to 4 million years old, Molokai nearly 2 million years old, and Maui and Lanai 1.5 million years old. The youngest is Hawaii Island, just 500,000 years old and still forming via active volcanoes. At first, the islands were nothing but spewing lava and molten lava fields, cooling and hardening between eruptions. But the hot spot kept spewing, the Pacific Plate kept moving, islands kept forming, and little by little, spores of algae, mosses, and ferns, and seeds of other plants blew in or washed up onto the shores. Sandy beaches formed here and there, in part from black volcanic rock eroding, but also as shells, coral reefs, and other hard parts of marine organisms broke down and washed ashore. You can't have soil without plants, but over millions of years, as ohia lehuas, lichens, and other plants took root in the lava fields, their growth helped to slowly break down the upper layers of rock, which could mix with organic matter from leaf litter and dead plants to produce soil, allowing many other plants to take root. When the islands were first forming, before any plants could have taken root except along shorelines, no land birds who managed to find their way to Hawaii could have survived long. But seabirds such as albatrosses, petrels, shearwaters, and certain terns spend their entire lives at sea, getting all their nutrition from the ocean. These birds need land only as a substrate for their nest. For eons, Hawaii was ideal for these nesting seabirds with no mammalian or reptilian predators to harm their young. As sand and then soil formed, more and more shorebirds and waterfowl who found their way to Hawaii could find food along the shores and sometimes even away from the shores. Over eons, some plants and birds evolved to thrive in the unique Hawaiian environment. At some point, a flock of finches, most likely relatives of what are now America's pine grosbeak or Europe's rose finches, got lost over the ocean, perhaps borne by a big storm. However they found the islands, they found ways to get food from plants entirely new to them and evolved, like a colorful version of Darwin's finches, into amazingly varied species. By the time the first chickens and their attending humans arrived, Hawaii was home to at least 142 endemic species of birds, a veritable paradise. The chickens and humans thrived, but their arrival marked the beginning of the end for at least 95 of those 142 birds, with several of the survivors today at the edge of extinction. How could it be possible that an ecosystem that took millions of years to evolve could be so devastated in less than 1,000 years? Chickens, of course, were only a tiny part of it. Next time I'll consider how they and their human companions changed Hawaii forever. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.